I'm Dave Anthony.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05, December the 20th. It's going to be a great day. Even though that some of us are starting off in the chat room a little slow, turn on the sound. Turn on your speakers there, John, and it makes it work so much better. And the rest of the day is now going to be perfect. Because, see, if you get all your mistakes out right now, then the rest of the day is going to be great. Hey, our phone line's here at 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And, of course, you can join our chat room with that. And we are streaming on live video. If you just go to live stream, and, of course, Bad Bob's going to tell us how to do that.
Go to livestream.com, type in Free Fire Radio in the little search box. It'll take you to the appropriate page and click on the little TV screen. Short commercial ensues, and then you should be seeing what's going on in here.
That's right, and today you'll just see Bob and I. Linda's on assignment this morning, getting ready for that holiday show that's going to be Thursday. Bad Bob, so you give us the weather here.
Look for sunny skies, a high near 65, north-northwest winds around 10 miles an hour, partly cloudy tonight, low around 38, and those winds continuing around 8 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny for Wednesday, a high near 61, currently 41 degrees, and the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Oh, you know, today we have Senator Maurice Johannesson on. Today we'll be here, and I think Charlie Thompson's coming in, too. We have her scheduled, but Charlie just got back from a deployment and may be leaving again soon. So we hope to get her in so we can talk about some of the things going on for the troops. But we've just got a lot of things to talk about. You know, you talk about things that are funny, all right? But they're not real funny, but they're funny to me. There's some shoplifters in Utah. They were at Winco. They were out there shoplifting. And while they were shoplifting, then they get caught by store employees. And you know, so they call policemen, and they end up getting a ticket for attempted shoplifting. Well, as the policeman's leaving, as he's driving around the lot, and he's coming back out again, here they come running out to him, waving at him. It seemed like while they were in there shoplifting at Winco, and this is true, somebody broke into their car and stole all their stuff. Stole cigarettes, stole clothes, stole everything. Now, you just have to say, you know, there is justice. There is justice out there. They're trying to shoplift in Winco, and somebody's breaking into their car and stealing all their stuff. And, you know, almost the best part on it was the mugshots that were alongside it. If you need something to wake you up in the morning, you need to take a look at the mugshots of the woman there. Now, we're going to be well, you know what? You just got to kind of like Christmas, where people are trying to shoplift, they get caught, and then somebody steals all their stuff. You know, it just seems like
there is no honor.
You know what?
Thieves.
It just seems like that's right, though. It's just that's right. It should happen. You're stealing, and somebody steals your stuff. You know, it works for me. Okay, we're going to go to our friends over at Wells Fargo Advisors and Josh Wiley for our Market Minute. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, we have a higher open on the markets in the Big Apple this morning. Positive economic data is adding to early optimism after November housing starts rose 9.3%, beating consensus expectations. Currently, the Dow's up 231 points at 11,998, while the NASDAQ is up 56 at 2,579, and the S&P 500 is up 25 at 1,230. Oil's up $2.90 a barrel at 96.80, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.86%. Gold's up $20 this morning at $1,616, while silver's up 59 cents at $29.46. Some of our most actively traded stocks, Johnson & Johnson's up 58 cents at $64.10. McDonald's is up $1.03 at $98.26. And GE is up 41 cents at $17.27. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have the market minute at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05. And again in the afternoon, and that's the Wells Fargo Advisors located out there on Park Marina Drive. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, how would you like to have the opportunity to call Sean Penn a communist in front of people and get into a verbal altercation with him? Well, that happened. And we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back. We've got a lot of other things we want to talk about. You know, the latest in North Korea, let's talk about death penalty. We want to talk about Newt in Iowa. What's going on there? And we'll hit all those as soon as we get back. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, 7:10 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot. No.
This is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460, 7:12 in the morning, December the 20th. Okay, I have to say it. You've got 6 shopping days left till it's too late. Till it's too late to make up for anything. You know, and your spouses will take that. They'll take those small gifts. You just have to wrap them nice. Like, you know, Bad Bob. I saw Bad Bob wrapping something the other day. And I swear to God, I have never seen. You know what? Bad Bob, it is a damn good thing you never have to put a tourniquet on anybody. Because I tell you what, the person would have bandages from their leg all the way up to the top of their head somehow miss the elbow.
Those little kiosks that they have at the mall are just the thing for people like me, because I'll go through two rolls of tape and half a dozen rolls of paper to wrap a book.
Yeah. Okay, here it is. You're in the airport at L.A. You're looking for your lost bag. And what happens? Oh, there's Sean Penn. And he's looking for his lost bag. Well, Venezuelan actress Maria Conchita Alonso, who, by the way, I have seen in several movies, and she's been in a number of movies, and she's a good actress, and she is a patriot. She is a patriot from Venezuela. So she sees Sean Penn finding luggage too. Well, it wasn't Maria's luggage that was gone. It was her mother's, so she was looking for it. But it was Sean Penn's luggage missing. Again, there is justice there. Anyway, they start talking about Venezuela and what's going on there. And Penn says to the woman, your brother accused me of being, being a bad person and all this and blah, blah. And she said, well, everything he said was true. And so Penn calls her a pig. Now, this starts it, and of course, before it's over, she has called him a communist ass, blank, 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 a couple of times. There's people are all involved in this, listening to the shouting and yelling, because she says, not only that, she says, you prop up a communist dictator who's taking the rights away from the people of Venezuela, who is a buddy with Abizidjan from Iran, you know, who is, you know, out to kill Americans and kill Israelis and is another dictator, you know, and she says, how can you be like this? How, you know, anyway, so she just takes him on in public. So, you know, you just have to, you know, maybe next time you go to L.A., you may want to go down to the missing luggage carousel and just see who hangs out there and gets into a verbal fisticuffs. She took her chance. She saw him. She said what she thought. Now, Newt. Newt is under attack. When we say Newt, when I say Newt, what do you think of, Bad Bob? You think of Newt from Lonesome Dove? Do you think of Newt who works out there with Mike Huber at a state granite?
Little girl on Aliens?
Newt. Oh, yeah. That's right. On Aliens? Yeah. Oh, Newt. That's right. On the second one, on the sequel to Aliens.
The second movie. That's the better one.
Yeah, the best of the series.
They had Marines shooting up everything in sight.
You know what? What could be wrong about that? What can be wrong about Marines taking on these predatory aliens and, you know, and getting into, you know, gunfights with them? I mean, it's...
Now, that's entertainment.
Yeah, that's...
Anyway, Mr. Gingrich is
under attack, big time.
Yes, the guns are trained.
Oh, yeah, there's millions of dollars being spent in Iowa, and they are going after Newt big time. And it has an impact. Newt's popularity is dropping, and guess who it looks like is running hot and heavy for first place? That's right. I know it's going to be hard to believe. I know there's people out there, there's nobody here around here that really supports him. But
here it comes.
Ron Paul. That's right. Ron Paul. You know, we're going to have a show on Ron Paul as we get, you know, as we go into the new year. Because there's a lot of questions about Ron Paul and the things he said. Did he really say it? Is it true? Is it true that he says that, you know, that that he'll never fight another war? That, you know, keep all the troops here and all these other things he's saying, you know, that, and there seems to be some consternation on everybody's part if he said that or he didn't say that. So I think we need to do is just have a day on every one of the candidates and try and track down and put down exactly what they believe. So, you know, in the way I think we could do that is to bring a supporter in here from each one of the candidates, you know, because each of them has got their own groups of people, maybe somebody that's not a supporter. So we can ask them questions. And say, well, you know, Newt said this, you know, but he did this, that kind of thing. Mitt did this, but he did that. Ron Paul said this, or did he say that? Those kind of things. So they kind of let people kind of get an idea, you know, via the show here, what they really said, you know, without somebody telling them what to believe, you know, and giving some things like that.
Like I said, the minute the dirt cannons start taking aim at Dr. Paul, that will be indicative that he has, in fact, become a credible threat to the status quo. And what will be interesting to see is what sort of ammunition do the folks who seem to be in the business of tearing down everyone who in opposition to the current regime can come up with.
Well, you know, that's the thing is, you know, you get into this and, you know, the Democrats are just sitting back there licking their chops because, you know, Republicans have the 11th commandment that Reagan said, used to say, do not attack another Republican, that has gone down the wayside real fast. So now, you know, all you've got is, you know, the attack ads. But, you know, but unfortunately, and I do say this, it seems to work. It seems to work. It seems like when they turn the guns on somebody, then everybody, you know, that everything they're saying, people go, well, you know, that's not exactly what I thought. The bottom line is, if you do not want to have Obama as a president for the next 4 years, the Republicans had better get somebody up there that can stand face to face with this guy and debate him. They've got to, and I hate to say this, they can't, you know, they can't look like a weak person up against Obama. They've got to be able to, you know, even though the debate should be pretty simple, every time the President Obama says something, the only person has to say is economy, jobs, foreign policy, you know, and that's all they really have to say. And everybody should go, oh, yeah, that was pretty bad. And she just go through that whole litany, you know, inside traders, healthcare plan. I mean, there's a whole lot to debate, but whoever it is has got to be able to stand in there. Okay, I want to take a quick break here. We come back. We're going to be talking about, I want to talk about the death penalty. I want to talk to this thing, this idea is that a third of the people in the United States are going to be arrested by, I think it's what, 2027, something like that. A third of the people in the United States will be arrested during their lifetime here. And I want to talk about that. And I want to talk about what's going on in Korea, a little bit about that. And of course, Jazz Bono. It's been a couple weeks. I was needing my Jazz Bono fix, and Chaz gave it to me. So I'm going to share that with you. Carl Linda Bott, 7:20 in the morning, Free Fire Radio. It's December the 20th. I hope you're having a great day. We are. Linda's on assignment today, getting ready for this our Christmas special on Thursday. We'll talk some about that too. This is Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Are you tired of the same headlines day after day? Stocks plunge on global jitters, economic collapse, no consumer confidence, recession, depression, breakdown. Rich Dad Education is coming at the Hilton Garden Inn in Reading, providing free financial workshops to help you succeed in this unpredictable economy. Based on the teachings from the best-selling book, Rich Dad Poor Dad, this free 90-minute event will show you how to survive and build security during these hard economic times. We teach why your house is not an asset, why you may not want to diversify, why you may not want to invest in 401ks or mutual funds. Why saving money will never make you rich. These are just some of Rich Dad's teachings that will change the way you think about money. Attend this free Rich Dad education training tomorrow for one day only. Reserve your place now at richdadfreedom.com or call 800-264-0922. That's 800-264-0922. Register now and receive a gift just for attending. Call 800-264-0922 today.
Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
Mike's Music and Sound holiday sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
This is Carl Linda Bott. Join us this Thursday, December 22nd at 8 p.m. on KIXE for North State Now's Christmas special.
We'll have a tribute to our North State veterans, musical performances and vignettes from around the North State, and the Reading Trade Club's lighted Christmas parade.
North State Now's Christmas special will focus on the people and the events of the North State during this Christmas season and is the only locally produced holiday special.
Join us Thursday evening at 8 p.m. on KIXE Channel 9 for North State Now's Christmas special and a tribute to our veterans.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and DeBott, Linda's on assignment. We miss her. 7:25 in the morning, December the 20th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460, and we are live streaming, so you can see us inside the studio, and we're waving. Waving some more. Waving with my other hand. Now I'm waving with both hands. Okay. For the people that don't get us on live stream, you just missed all that. That was action. This portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening, who, by the way, R&B Sharpening, even though Judy and Bob own it and have had it since 1985, the original owners of this were Jay the taxi cab driver's parents. He called in yesterday. I thought that was quite interesting. Anyway, you need that saw, that blade, that axe, garden equipment, you name it. it can be sharpened, and it can be sharpened by R&B. You just go down and talk to Judy or Bob, and they are going to do the job for you. They do great work. They guarantee their work. I can't say enough about them. Great people. Their phone lines are 530-365-1479, or go down and see them at 6915 East Side Road in Anderson. That is R&B sharpening. All right, I promised a Chaz Bono story. You know, Chaz Bono, ever since I saw Chaz dancing with the Stars, I've been following his career. Before that, they introduced him as the author activist. Well, you know, he has his own reality show. It's on the Oprah Winfrey. It's on the Oprah Winfrey Network. You know what? It's a good thing that Linda's not here right now. You'd be seeing on camera her smacking me on the side of my arm here, because I get started on Oprah Winfrey Network and some of the things. Because I say it's never on, you know, in the Cypress Square. But Chaz has a girlfriend, his fiance, Jennifer. Elias. Jennifer Elias. They've been together for 5 years. Okay, now when Chaz was Chastity. Let me try and keep this straight. It was Chastity. So they were together in a female-female relationship. And then Chastity wanted to become Chaz. So they went through the whole operations and all that together. And as Jennifer says, it just became such a problem because, you know, we had to learn how to communicate completely different because now Chastity was Chaz. Anyway, they announced the breaking off of their engagement yesterday.
Aww.
Can we have just a moment of silence here? That's long enough. The engagement ended after 5 years. I'm sorry to hear that, Chaz. It's just another blow in your life. I know that, you know, being called a hobbit, being called a little chubby penguin while you were dancing, all those things probably did not help.
But thinking of something like Russian dancing bears, but that's just me.
No, I see. He wasn't bear-like. He was more hobbit-like.
Ah, okay.
I mean, it was. And, you know, and if you think about it, you know, he wasn't menacing, which is kind of bear-like. You want to see something bear-like dancing? Look at me in Dancing with the Stars. Whatever kind of dance that was, I was doing. And you know what? And Kathy did such a great job with me.
That woman deserved a halo.
You know what she did? But when I was doing that kind of like, you know, that kind of went back and forth, you know, that kind of like that, I looked like a, you know, I looked at it later and said, I can never look at this again. It did look like a bear dancing across the room.
And yet, when it came down to it.
The tango.
The tango
was different than that first dance. The first dance was kind of a warm-up, you know, try not to fall off the stage kind of dance. And this is dancing, in case you don't know what we're talking about, it's Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style, when we raised money for the Women's Refuge. Anyway, okay, what's the next thing we want to talk about? Okay, let's talk about, there's an article in the paper, and we've talked about it a little bit yesterday. A third of the people in the United States are going to be arrested at some point in their life. One third. You have to look though at, you know, does this, you know, and but this I think also includes, you know, from schools and detention and things like that, that they're going to be arrested. And you think about it. I mean, have you ever been arrested, Bad Bomb?
No. You know, unless you count maybe having to wait at a drunk driving pass through, you know. I got waved over once for a secondary and they said, "Oh, okay, then be on your way." But that's it.
But they didn't arrest you, though.
No,
they didn't take you into custody.
Yeah, well, I couldn't leave of my own free will at that moment. But no, I've never been arrested. Never had to face the camera and make the great picture in Shasta.
Of all our people out there, all these, you know, we have a lot of people on the chat room. How many of you all been arrested? Just, you know, I guess I would know who it would be because you got to go by your names here. How many of you have been arrested? I mean, it's like, you know, but then I see things like in some of the inner cities, some of the big cities you've got, of course, you've got like a 67% dropout rate from high school. And then, and the arrest rates for young black men, in jail are horrendous. I mean, it's something like if you're a young black man, your chance of going to jail is like 50%. We'll talk about that when we come back. Yeah, that's, you know, it's something else. I mean, it's just something else we need to discuss. Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
From the Fox Business Network, good economic news from both sides of the Atlantic and a stronger euro ignite a broad rally on Wall Street this morning. At 10 a.m. Eastern Time, the Dow is up 226 points. New home construction soared to its highest level since last April. Housing starts rose more than expected in November to an annual rate of 685,000. That's up 9.3% from October. Building permits, a sign of future activity, also beat estimates with a 5.7% increase. The rise in permits provides hope for the housing market, though 2011 is still shaping up to be one of the worst years in history for home builders. And shares of CVS Caremark are getting a boost after raising its quarterly dividend by 30%. The drugstore chain will now pay shareholders more than 16 cents a share. This is the ninth straight year that CVS has raised its dividend. The company also issued solid guidance for next year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lauren Simonetti.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit barracuda.com/flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/flex.
Wind River Casino is the only place to bring in 2012. Presenting our signature New Year's Eve bash midnight at the Oasis. We are the only one offering this party package for your 2011 New Year's Eve. Saturday, December 31st. Doors open at 7:30 with dinner at 8. Enjoy the talents of our exotic belly dancers while you eat. Also featuring the Basics, performing all the disco, funk, hip-hop, pop, and top 40 you want. Dinner, dancing, drink specials, free play. Tickets are $50 per person, includes dinner, a bottle of champagne, per couple. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple, cocktail service, a room at the Hilton Garden Inn, limo service, and more. This event sells out fast. Be the first to reserve your tickets online at WinRiver.com or at the gift shop. For more information on Wind River's signature New Year's Eve bash midnight at the Oasis, log on to WinRiver.com. We are the only place in town that offers our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney. 530-224-2345 and discover the AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot. 7:35 in the morning, December the 20th. 530-605-4567. It's kind of like we've got kind of like an open line going till 8 o'clock. We have Senator Johannes. And, you know, we're talking about a number of different things. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. A lot of our chat pack in here. Good morning, Phil Smith. Of course, Sharon, Indie Guy, John, Max, and our regular group of people. I can't see everybody at one time. We're also going out over live stream, where I'm just standing here looking dapper in my green sweater. And, of course, you know, you never get to see Bad Bob. So there's got to be a way at some point we're going to point the cameras in his direction, so let him get into this. Kim Jong-il, what do you think, my friends? Is this going to be his death? You know, some people are saying, how come we didn't know he was going to die? You know, the intelligence services should have known that. Well, maybe not. He's been ill, and that's been in the paper before. And the fact was, is he was a partier. He loved to go to different. He spent a lot of time in Russia. He had to drink a lot of vodka, but the big thing is his son, Ken. It's his number three son, who's like 20, 21, something like that, early 20s, and his name is Kim Jong Un. And now there's a lot of questions. Is there going to be at this point? I mean, he is younger. Is there going to be? I wonder if he watched MTV when he was growing up, or if he has like, you know, he was educated in Switzerland, and then went to the military academy in North Korea. So, but when you say, oh, educated in Switzerland, it could have been at a private school. You don't know what's being taught there. However, you would think that maybe it would open his mind out, that if he's hanging around with other kids his age, that, you know, that maybe that they would be doing things like listening to their iPods, they're watching MTV, they're doing these things, they're listening to music, and maybe give him a different viewpoint. But on the other hand, maybe he needs to keep the status quo because you've got the military standing right there. Many of the 70 and 80 year old leaders that were there before, though, that were propping up the Kim Jong Il, and have been there for a long time, are gone, either retired or died off, been killed. So you've got a younger group that's there, but you still don't know what exactly Kim Jong Un is going to do. But there is one thing that is going to stay the same, and that's China. China is going to prop up North Korea. China and North Korea have a long border. And the bottom line on that one is that China needs to have North Korea to continue to be there as a buffer. We've got 28,000 troops along that border of North and South Korea. South Korea can launch, or North Korea can launch artillery and hit Seoul, the capital. They can be there from the time they launch an aircraft over Seoul in just a matter of a couple of minutes. We got a lot of early warning systems out there. They have, you know, numerous tunnels that go underneath the border. They have thousands of special operations forces, the North Koreans I'm talking about, that have specific targets in South Korea. They could do a lot of damage, not even mentioning the fact, of course, that they have nukes. And, if you remember the nuke building plan where, Clinton got taken in on that one. And that, oh yeah, they're going to be our friends. Oh, that they stopped, and of course they didn't stop. They just kind of used the technology we gave them to keep building faster. But is this going to be a chance that you might see that? You know, I think that the Obama administration has got to reach out to this young man, has got to reach out and see if we can't, you know, kind of lessen the tension along that border. They have allowed the South Koreans to come to the to pay their condolences, and actually I think they're sending a delegation to the funeral. Is the last thing I read. So maybe there's something going on there. Anything they can do to lessen the tension along that border, stop launching missiles, kind of come down off the step would be great. The fact is, though, is nobody knows too much about this young man, at least, you know, that's not in open press, open source. I'm sure there's been a lot of studies done on him, and from sensitive and classified area. But it'll start leaking out here in the next day or two about that. North Korea, South Korea. that could be something, though, that, I mean, you're thinking about right now, we're, you know, we're getting ready to cut back on all of our military, and you've got this along that's just happened. You're not really sure what's going to happen. Egypt, by the way, is, you know, even though the people are, you know, their public opinion polls show that they're against the protesters, or they have a better feeling for, or more support for the military that's in there right now, there's a potential problem.
Back on Korea, I was hearing somebody on Dennis Miller yesterday saying that North Korea's artillery could drop 250,000 shells on Seoul inside of an hour. What a chilling thought, because it's only 25 miles.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things there, is that when they push through, it's, you know, we looked at this, you know, years ago, and looked at, because of their lack of technology, and you know, and frankly, you know, the food that they had, they have millions of people starving, and but the armies were fed, but what they could do is have for, like, you know, a week to 10 days could just destroy, because they could come across, they could mass artillery, they could do that. Now, you would get a lot of warning signs, of course, indicators that things are happening by moving things and new radio networks, all that kind of stuff. But you're right, if they launched, it would be a severe catastrophe for South Korea, and for those 28,000 troops we have. I mean, even if we owned the skies because of air power. It is still, ask what happened. Ask the Marines in the Army what happened when they pushed the North Koreans back during the Korean War, and then 1 million Chinese came across the border. I don't think that would happen again, but still, it would still be a very rough fight for 2 or 3 weeks. We've got to take a break here. Carl and DeBott. It's 7:41 in the morning, and, oh, don't start that music. People can watch me dancing out of the office here, you know, the Nutcracker. Hey. We'll be right back. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
The state granted.
My name is Brian Salato. I'm a California licensed real estate broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. I actually hired Estate Granite and Tile to do my own personal kitchen. The great thing about Estate Granite was they, from the selection of the granite to the actual fabrication and the insulation, they were involved all the way throughout the entire process.
Estate Granite.
For me, the part of manufacturing and fabricating granite is really the expertise of detail and going through a process and making the best features of the granite be the focal point in the kitchen. It always makes a big difference. As I'm selling real estate in the community, people always notice that kitchen and that granite is really a focal point, and you really do not want to leave that to chance. And Estate Granite and Tile just does an exceptional job in fabricating and going through the entire process and walking you through that. The product is exceptional.
Estate Granite, a reputation carved in stone. 241 Stone. EstateGranite.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment. 7:45 in the morning. You know, there's things that just happen in the world. But there's good things, too. Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair with Jeff Wurst. A veteran who can repair your windshield. Let me talk to you about this. We've used Jeff. We've used him on the windshields in our cars. My truck had a 12-inch crack in the windshield. He fixed it. You can't even see that it's there. Now, I can't give a more ringing endorsement than that. He said, I can fix this. He said, you know, he takes it in, puts it into a climate controlled his workshop there, and he fixes it. And he can fix little dings. He can fix large cracks up to 24 inches. That's Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give him a call at 241-8373 or just drop by and see him at 3208 South Market Street. And he guarantees his work. You know, something happens, you know, to a repair, you know, later, he fixes it. He takes a lot of pride in what he does. Okay, Bad Bob, what's the weather? We haven't had the weather here.
Well, look for sunny skies today. A high near 65, north winds around 10 miles an hour. Tonight's low around 38, sunny tomorrow. A high near 61, breezy conditions continuing. Currently in Redding, we have about 41 degrees, and the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right. You know, Anselmo Vineyards, it's getting close to the New Year's Eve out there. New Year's Eve, and it's going to be a gala with, an 18-piece band, casino night. It's going to be a six-course meal, wine, gambling. They're providing transportation from the Red Line Inn up to Anselmo Vineyards, and it's going to be a great night and back. We talked to a bunch of people last night that said they were going and are looking forward to it. It's black tie. And it's going to be, you know, cocktail hour, the different courses, the wine, casino table, silent auctions. And the silent auction is going to help those families and those in the military that are coming back with therapeutic services and with the equine, with the horses. So it's going to be a great time. Just give them a call out there, 474-5546. And they've got a few spots left in, but they're quickly approaching the full, which is great because being for the first year event and being able to do that. Okay, Bad Bob. Next is the Bad Bob. You're letting me sit here with my
now. Normally,
okay,
when I
got
when
it now.
Okay.
No, I got it now.
Okay.
I just. Hey, you know, we talked about this the other day, and I must have gotten 56 emails on this, that Walter Reed, which is a hospital, of course, back in D.C., the National Military Medical Center, banned family members from bringing Bibles and religious icons and giving them to the wounded soldiers and Marines and sailors there in the hospital. This thing, when this happened, and, I mean, it just enraged the Internet. And people, I was getting emails from people from all over saying, have you seen this? Oh my gosh. And what it is, and it was, when you hear things like this, I said to myself when I see the first one, you know what? Here's Walter Reed Military Hospital. How? You know, why would they, there's just no way that this could be true, that they would ban family members. Or these organizations that come in to help, you know, that are welcome to come in and help the wounded, that would ban them from bringing a Bible or any type of religious, you know, item there that the person wants. I said this can't be true. Well, after like the second or third one, and then there was an attachment to it, and sure enough, they were absolutely right. A memo said. Signed, by the way, from the desk of Colonel Norvell Coots, the commander, Walter Reed, said, if you read down through the whole thing, it was policy, but at the end, if you read down through the whole thing, it was policy, but at the very end, it said, no religious items, i.e. Bibles, reading material, and or artifacts are allowed to be given away or used during a visit. And that was in September 14th. And you can, and so it took it a long time to get it out, but I tell you what, when it hit everybody, you know, and the family, finally the Family Research Council sent it off, had got a copy of that and sent it off to several members of Congress. Bottom line is, it was written. They don't know who wrote it, but he did sign it. Well, it was signed by the chief of staff, some guy named Callahan. And but Dean said a group of people wrote the four-page memo. So, I mean, here we go. We've got men and women that are laying there in bed. Their families come in with a Bible or whatever other religious book that they believe in, and they're being told, "Don't, you can't use it, can't read out of it, and you can't leave it." I mean, how incredibly stupid is this? Here is a good example, again, of bureaucracy and political correctness. The same kind of political correctness that gave you a murderer who killed all of those people at Fort Hood. But it's the same thing. They're afraid. They are afraid in the military to do something that makes sense. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, gosh, you know, hey, religious artifact. Oh, gosh, religious. Religion in a hospital with wounded people. No, 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 no. That can't be right. That can't be right. I cannot believe, first of all, that the colonel in charge there would actually say that, well, you know, the policy's intent was to preserve people's religious rights. How is that to preserve their rights if they want to, what, are they going to hand, mom's going to hand me a Bible and some nurse is going to take it away from me? Some administrator is going to say, oh, I'm sorry, you can't have that Bible. You know, I know that you may believe in it and it makes you feel well, but I'm sorry, but this rule says we can't. The only good thing out of this that possibly could happen, and it's taken months since then, is that when they rewrite this thing, they will bring back common sense.
You hope, man.
Common sense. That if the family wants to bring in, if they want to get down on their knees and pray, that they're allowed to do that. That, you know, the young man or woman who's laying there in the bed gets anything they need to bring them comfort and solace. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year. The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate healthcare providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. Treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Come into Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive near the corner of Mistletoe and Hilltop. Locally owned and operated since 2007, personalized customer service is our specialty. Here at Bibles, Books, and More, we offer on-site Bible imprinting and mail-to-jail services. Special orders are no problem at Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices?
Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carlin DeBotlin is on assignment this morning, 7:55 in the morning, December the 20th. You know, we like to finish out this hour with some good news. I mean, yeah, we two different things. You know, we just talked about how that stupid thing happened in back in Walter Reed, right? But then, for Travis Air Force Base up here in Northern California, they've determined that including a nativity scene and a menorah on base is okay. It does not violate the troops' religious freedom, because there's a group, of course, Military Religious Freedom Foundation said the two displays amounted to a military endorsement of religion. They said, no, it doesn't. It just goes with the whole secular thing we're doing out here, and we can have them. And so they're going to leave them up there. So hooray for the Air Force. Hooray for taking a stand like that.
Yeah, how long
until you get your phone call from the people back in D.C.?
How long before patriotic displays are deemed to be offensive to somebody who doesn't like America? How far does this madness go towards a grim gray world? You know,
it's as long as people stand up and fight for it. You can't go softly into the night. You can't let them roll over you. You need to stand up. You need to call. You need to vote. You need to get organized to stop this. But speaking of another great thing, Norma Comnic from the city of Anderson came in here and brought us a tray of goodies. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
Let me have to lean you in there a little bit. More. Okay, turn you up a little bit more. Hey, what a great thing happened over the weekend with the Walk of Honor.
Well, we did the dedication on Sunday afternoon for the Walk of Honor. It's been about a 2-year project, and it was our unveiling of our wall that has the names of the people, you know, the veterans. And so it's just a tribute to the veterans. From the city of Anderson and the city council, Councilmember James Yarborough had the idea to do this, and it was a piece of property the city owned. It was kind of a not really a good piece of property for business. So he came up with this idea, and we said, okay, go for it, and this is the finished project.
Can you describe it to our listeners that may not have had a chance to see it yet?
Well, I know
it's beautiful.
It has on the north side, it has a wall. It's like a flag.
Mm-hmm.
Has stars on it and kind of waves like a flag. And then at the bottom of that, there's tributes to each of the wars. Starts with World War I, II, it's got the Korean War, the Vietnam.
Desert Storm. Global War on Terror, all those mm-hmm. different things.
And then on the south side, there's a wall over there that has what they call bricks. They're just little plaques that mm-hmm. has the veteran's name on there, and people buy those. That's where they contributed to that, to buy a brick and put their person's name on it. Their, you know, could be father, mother, brother, whoever it is. It's as long as it's a veteran, and it's there just as a tribute, and people can go and visit. It's open during the day. We do close it at night to keep vandalism away from it,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, the people will tag it and write nasty stuff on their stuff. So it's
isn't that just amazing?
It is amazing.
I find that amazing that people do things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Thank you so much. You just brought in these great little Christmas goodies to eat, which You know, I've just been eating continuously now for 8 days. You know, and I'll talk about that after the break. But last night it was just, I mean, oh here, let me see how much food I can stuff into my face here. So, well, you know, like Merry Christmas.
It's Christmas time.
It is. Merry Christmas, Norma. And, you know, just I hope that this coming year for Anderson will be just the best one so far.
It's going to be.
It will be. You know what? North State's coming back, and we're going to come back strong this year.
And we thank you for your tributes to Anderson.
Well,
it's
you know what?
A pleasure.
You know, it's a great town down there, and y'all are great people.
All right.
Got to leave here.
Okay.
Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. We come back, Senator Maurice Johannesson.
And you're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Will we get a payroll tax cut next year? Both Republicans and Democrats want us to, but the House and Senate can't agree on a plan. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Dave, the Senate passed 2-month extension of the payroll tax holiday would give both sides more time to agree on how to pay for it. But Republicans, like Louisiana's Jeff Landry, say the holiday needs to be a full year right now.
To give certainty to American families at a time when they needed the most.
The problem with that today in the House.
This is a procedural calamity that will not work.
Texas Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee pointing out the Senate's adjourned for the year, and if the House fails to approve the Senate bill as it stands today, the payroll tax cut goes away next year. Dave?
Rich, people are stuck inside from New Mexico to Kansas.
A blizzard overnight has brought up to 9 inches of snow and very strong winds leaving drifts 2 to 3 feet.
Fox's Rick Reichmuth in Guymon, Oklahoma.
Areas of Interstate 40, Interstate 25, and Interstate 70 all closed at points because of too many accidents and hotels closed.
6 people are dead in those car crashes. A man who tried to attack a Martin Luther King Jr. Day parade in Spokane, Washington last year with a bomb full of little lead weights covered in rat poison will be sentenced today. Kevin Harpram could get 32 years. It's now 2 weeks before Iowa Republicans caucus.
Who Iowans choose in the top tier will be heard across the country, and those candidates will go on to make their case.
Michelle Bachmann hopes to be in that top tier, hitting every county on a bus tour. Newt Gingrich and Rick Perry also campaigning in Iowa today, though recent polls now give Ron Paul a slight edge in that state. There is a rally on Wall Street. The Dow is up over 250 points. As a new report shows, new home construction jumped 9% last month, mainly on new apartment building. But still, 2011 is shaping up to be one of the worst years for home builders ever. This is Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Have you heard about the hottest holiday gift of the year? Send everyone the new Hoodie Footy Pajamas. Everyone's talking about them, and they're only available from Pajamagram.com. Nobody else has it. A Hoodie Footy combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas, so it'll keep everyone on your shopping list warm from head to toe. The Hoodie Footy is made of microfleece. It's soft, comfy, and warm. It has a full zip front and feet that zip off if they get too hot. Pajamagram also has hundreds of other pajamas for women, men, kids, and even dogs. And they're all really soft and comfortable with fun prints and the best fabrics. Every pair of pajamas is delivered as a Pajamagram gift with free packaging inside. Pajamagrams are fun and creative Christmas presents, and you don't have to wrap them. To order a Hoodie Footy or other fun PJs for the whole family, shop online at Pajamagram.com. They'll think of you every time they put their Hoodie Footy on. Overnight and Christmas delivery are guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's Pajamagram.com.
North Koreans in tears are paying their respects to their dead dear leader Kim Jong-il's body on display in a glass casing.
Lying in state today in Pyongyang, the longtime and now late dictator of North Korea, Kim Jong-il, in the same mausoleum where his father's body is on display. Paying his respects, Kim Jong-un, the son of Kim Jong-il, with other officials at his side, it appears that a succession seems inevitable. Here in South Korea, military officials confirmed to Fox News that their forces are in DEFCON 2. That's the second highest state of readiness, just in case there are problems. In Seoul, South Korea, Greg Falcott, Fox News Radio.
President Obama goes to Andrews Air Force Base next hour for a ceremony marking the return of the U.S. forces flag that flew over Baghdad during the now-ended war in Iraq. It's day 5 of the hearing to determine if the accused Army Wiki leaker should face court-martial. Private Bradley Manning charged with releasing classified information that was posted online.
Lawyers for Manning said he should never have been given access to the classified documents, that his workplace was lax,
and the data he leaked caused little damage to national security. His lawyers will argue the private was troubled and should never have been allowed such access.
Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley. This is a little scary.
Scientists in Holland mutating the bird flu virus into a form that passes easily in the air, in a victim's breath, perhaps. That's compared with the person-to-person contact needed by the existing H5N1 virus. That kills just over half the people it infects. The new strain is under lock and key, reports a British newspaper. But the scientists who developed it say they plan to publish just how they did that. Despite warnings from critics, that is the kind of information terrorists might want to read. In London, Alistair Wanglin, Fox News Radio.
A small plane has crashed on a highway in New Jersey, closing wreckage-covered Interstate 287, and state police say there may be casualties. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl Lindebot, 8:05 in the morning, December the 20th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can join our chat room, as many of you have. Good morning. I'm just looking down here at Max and Sharon and John and a couple others in there, Indie Guy. We are also streaming video live here on live stream. And Bad Bob, tell them how to get that.
Well, you go to livestream.com, LiveStream, livestream. Type in the words Free Fire Radio in the search box. You'll be taken to the page. Brief commercial. And then the live feed, which usually I can remember to reach over and turn it on when
occasionally
when we come back in.
Wait, what's the weather today?
Well, sunny today, high of 65, overnight low near 30, near 40 degrees, depending on where you're at. Breezy, and then a high tomorrow of 61. Currently, we are showing still 41 degrees in Reading, and this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right, Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Give them a call for that great big extravaganza they're having up there on New Year's Eve. Big band sound, casino gambling, a ride up there from downtown. So when you had a couple, maybe, that they will take you up there and bring you back in this beautiful coach. And then, of course, a great time there, six-course meal, wine, dancing, gambling, and a silent auction where all the proceeds go to a veterans' cause to help veterans transition back into our more lackadaisical lifestyle than what they may have had. Our guest today for this hour is almost. It's difficult to introduce a man that everybody knows, first of all, and to try and cover everything that he's done. So you try just not to do that. And he'll be our guest, you know, when we come back from our break here. But it's Senator Maurice Johannesson. Senator, good morning.
Good morning, and good morning to the state of Jefferson. I hope we can sometime get it that way.
Okay, you know what?
Not to be that political or anything, you understand?
Well, no, we sure as hell don't want anything political on this show. Okay, well, I tell you what, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor after we finish that, and we'll come back then with our good senator here, and we're going to catch up on everything that's going on. But, hey, Wells Fargo advisor Josh Wiley, good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, markets surged at the opening bell following positive U.S. housing data. Housing starts for November jumped to 685,000 on an annualized basis, the most in over a year. Currently, the Dow is up 276 points at 12,042, while the NASDAQ is up 71 at 2,594, and the S&P 500 is up 31 at 1,236. Oil's up $3.43 at $97.31 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.89%. Gold's up $20.10 this morning at $1,616, while silver's up 58 cents at $29.46 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Citigroup's up a buck at $25.82. Goldman Sachs is up $1.74 at $89.43, while Lowe's is up 79 cents at $25.50. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Whiteley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors. They're located out on Park Marina Drive. They're here with the Market Minute, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, and again in the afternoon. Our guest, Senator Maurice Johannesson, and we're going to be coming right back after this one-minute message. We're going to catch up on things that are happening, every event that's happening with veterans. We want to talk about the Veterans Home. We want to talk about this new project the good senator
and
has.
More.
And as the senator says, Merry Christmas to the state of Jefferson.
Absolutely.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460, 8:10 in the morning. Linda's not here because she's getting ready, of course. She's doing some editing work this morning on our Christmas special that's going to play Thursday on KIXE from at 8 p.m. We're going to start at 8 p.m. Bad Bob's been involved with this. We've got a lot of our people involved. We're going to be speaking with veterans of all the wars. We're going to be it's our Christmas special and a tribute to the veterans during this time of the year. We're going to have music, parades, different parades. We're going to have types of events, people singing groups, bells, harps, you name it. It's going to be there in this show, but it's all locally produced. And it's all going to be about things that are happening here in the North State. And when you talk about a tribute to veterans, how can you leave out the fact that we have Senator Maurice Johannesson with us this morning? Good morning, Senator.
Good morning, Kyle.
Now, let's just kind of cut through all this. Is that the Veterans Home that we've had? There's been changes going on. There's been all types of rumors. Oh my gosh, it's being held hostage. It's not going to open. All these different things. You are connected to, well, Sacramento, in the sense, at least you know probably what's going on better than the rest of us.
Well, I keep good track of everything that is happening on the veteran issues, especially, of course, the veteran home, which has had a lot of controversy as to, will it open, can it be financed, can it do this, can it do that. And the thing, what bothers me is the negative always gets the, if you pardon the expression, the front page.
Oh, yeah.
The positive of this is that it is going to open, and the time they take to put this thing together is such that I don't think people understand that once this is open, let's say they get the final construction in February. I was hoping it'd be January, but it may be February. It depends on the weather. And when that happened, it's going to take at least 3 or 4 months to get all the permitting process put in place. Can you see the inspectors lowering down there from Washington and the health departments and all the rest of the stuff they're going to go on? They got to all be certified, licensed, and all kinds of stuff by that time. But during this time also, they will also spend some time working with people, finding. As a matter of fact, I already started to hire some of the people. And I can't give you the names right now, but I know who they are. And they're local.
Okay, so they're hiring local people to start working there?
So far, I can give you,
we don't need names, but the main thing we just,
is working.
It's working and it's moving forward.
That's right. And when they're talking about this thing is not going to open until 12/13, 10/13, what they basically are selling, 12/13, basically what they're saying is that's their fiscal year, which starts July 1 next year.
Okay.
And then that is where the budget fight's going to come in and all this stuff, and people are going to get hostages. They're going to say, well, you know, if you don't vote for this, you're not going to fund this. I mean, this is the normal, I call it a dance of spring, you know, but a little earlier this year. But, you know, this is the way it works. Now, as far as people getting leaving the Department of Veteran Affairs, Veteran Affairs has always been sort of a lightning rod on a lot of this stuff. At least ever since the term limit got in, politicians leaving can't make it on the outside, so you got to find jobs for them. So obviously they put them in their crook and cranny they can, and you will find that whenever any new governor steps in there, they are hiring all their people, their old friends. I mean, this is politics. This is the way it is. And they have to understand that the governor has somewhere in the area of 3,500 to 3,600 appointments he is allowed to make. And this is the way it works. And it is not the reflection on people that are leaving. Some of my really good friends has left. When I left, they took out maybe about five more. And I know that the new governor took over. They have taken several out of there again. And some of the really, Jack Corain was a good friend of mine. He had these people. This is the way it works, and we got to deal with it.
So what you're saying is that because of political appointees, which is a part of politics.
That's right.
You've got 3,500 people that helped you get elected, so you're going to give them all jobs there at the taxpayers. In jobs that are there. So what ends up happening is somebody that's been in a job for 3 or 4 years gets replaced, and somebody they bring in and put in his spot may not be, or her spot may not be as knowledgeable or able as the last person.
That's a fact.
Yeah. And I'm just trying to be nice about it.
Thank you.
And the fact is, though, and what you're saying is, and then because of that, because they have to put them in every agency gets their share of people that can't do anything, but they need to be politically appointed.
Well, not necessarily they can't do anything, but it is just there are people who are in civil service, and there is people that serve at the pleasure of the governor. And I'm still trying to figure out why I was appointed to Commissioner of Parks and Recreation by Schwarzenegger and then reappointed by Brown. I'm not so sure how that worked out, but but
I'm thinking about it.
I'm thinking.
Well, you know, it's...
You know,
I'm not even going to get into that one because you go across two parties there. But the thing is too. But then also, if you have somebody that does, you know, that can achieve things, maybe that we could actually have people in jobs that can actually achieve things. So the part about the VA home though, right here, mm-hmm. it's built, it's out there. You're saying when they're talking about next year, it's next fiscal year, which starts in July, that we should start being able to, they're starting to hire people already, and that we should be see this continue. But there's going to be a battle in that July thing, is they want the Republicans to come over and give votes, and if not, they're gonna threaten to hold the opening of the VA.
Well, this is the, like I call it, dance of spring or whatever. But you know, this is the way politics work. I mean, we're not quite as dumb, I don't think, as the federal government at the moment. But I think we're still
who could
see,
be.
good point, Con. But you know, we have to understand the system itself is geared for this kind of a thing, and we'll survive it. But I still. The process that we're developing right now for the veteran home is that it is going to be completed. The contract, of course, is going to make sure of that. That's how you get paid. He's not going to keep a bunch of people over there
longer than
he has to. So that, and 65%, actually about 63%, something like that, is paid for by the federal government. And, you know, they're going to have to inspect. They're going to do all of this stuff themselves as well. And I anticipate if the plan go as I think it will, they're going to start later this spring. They're going to start probably put together some pretty good number of people for the purposes of.
Now, how many people are going to be working out there? I've heard over 200.
Actually, right now it is scheduled to be about 245 well paid
government
workers. They're going to be there forever. And, these are the things that this is economic development at its best. This is not building a bridge 6 months later they leave. This is big stuff.
They're here forever.
And
I like
that. And how long do you think it's going to take any business even if they're experienced people working in it, to be able to fill all the slots to put in the line.
That's going
to
take a while.
244 people. Yeah. I mean, they're going to start, in the beginning, they're going to start with least critical, and then little by little by little, they're going to move into the more skilled nursing facility and so forth. So I don't expect them to getting any kind of full operation until after January 2013. I don't think they're going to.
Well, that makes sense. Because I've always heard that once they get started, it's going to take like 6 months to bring it back up.
Yeah, I mean,
you get everybody there where you have to be.
And that is going to be lucky, because how do you take, the schedule that I had set up in the early days, of course, it doesn't mean I do anything now, but the point is set up was that you would take some of the key people. By this time, you start looking for the key people that are going to be there. And once you have the key people, then you can train them of every nook and granny that is now in this particular veteran home. Then you already are targeting people at the other five veterans home. Well, not five, no, that basically the three Preston and Reading hasn't been completed. And then they will sort of take some of the key people out of that to lead certain things. Mm-hmm. And they also going to need areas of a lot of public relations. They're going to do a lot of these things and that are already been hired, Readingites right now.
Great. So the Readingites that they've already hired then.
Yes.
Well, that's good. Okay, we got to take a break here. I guess Senator Maurice Johannesson, we're talking about the veterans' home that there's so much, so much word about it. You know, it's like in the service. You know, it's like, oh yeah, I heard that one in the head. You know, oh gosh, yeah, no, he's the corporal, he's the CO's driver's friend's sister's brother. That's telling you everything that's going on. Okay, we got to take a quick break. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, 8:20 in the morning. Miss a day, miss a lot. Join us this Thursday, December 22nd at 8 p.m. on KIXE for North State Now's Christmas special.
We'll have a tribute to our North State veterans, musical performances and vignettes from around the North State, and the Reading Trade Club's lighted Christmas parade.
North State Now's Christmas special will focus on the people and the events of the North State during this Christmas season and is the only locally produced holiday special.
Join us Thursday evening at 8 p.m. on KIXE Channel 9 for North State Now's Christmas special and a tribute to our veterans.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
Diamonds. Beauty. Style. Color. Elegance. Fields Jewelers. Traditional value for any generation. Merry Christmas from the Fields family.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Reading, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burnie. 530-224-2345 and discover the AARP auto insurance program from the Hartford.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, Linda is out doing editing this morning. What can I say? She is so involved in this thing. Of course, you know, when you're doing a 75-minute show that on TV and trying to put it all together, it takes a town to build this bad Bob?
Well, you've got a cast of a half dozen doing what would normally be a much larger group, and it is definitely a labor of love.
Locally produced. Well, yeah, but you know what? The bottom line is we want quality in this thing, too. I mean, this is not just something you just throw up and it looks like a home movie. So we've been working pretty hard on this, and I think people are gonna enjoy the fact of hearing what happened to Bob McIntosh, World War II Marine, and what his remembrances of Christmas were during this time. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble. Give Mike Huber a call at 241-7866. You know, you're thinking to yourself, gosh, you know, I don't know if I can afford granite and marble in my house. Well, you can. Give Mike a call. He can fit almost every budget. And let me tell you, the work he does is just outstanding. We've seen it. We've taken a tour of his facility there and what he does with the computers and the computer-driven cutting and just the quality of his service. I can't say enough about it. Give Mike a call at 241-7866 or check out his website at estategranite.com. That's Estate Granite and Marble. Our guest, Senator Maurice Yohannisson. Here, we got a few minutes before we have to go to the news. It says here is that Maurice Yohannisson purchased 15.9 acres of land on Knighton Road and plans to build 90 to 100 independent living units for veterans. I want you to get hot on that, sir. Mm-hmm. So I have a place here in the next few years to reside at.
Well, I tell you, that's one of the reasons that I'm doing a lot of these things, because there's a lot of veterans out there that we need a much larger area or number of beds, actually, for the veteran home than what we have. And this will be sort of augmented, and it's got to be a veteran clinic there as well. And that veteran clinic, from the drawings that we're working on now, is about a two-story clinic. We're close to 100,000 square feet. And so that's going to be adjunct.
Is that going to be adjunct to the hospital then?
Well, what?
I mean, to the home, I should say.
All right. I'm a dreamer and an optimist, okay?
Of course.
So what I envision to do with that, and why I wanted to keep that for the veterans, were that now we can build this new clinic. That would be, I mean, Northern California is all different. We build a big clinic for it there. Then next door, we'll build additional bedrooms, if you will, or whatever, for veterans.
Right.
And those, they can take care of themselves. And when you do that, they can go to the clinic next door. They can be taken care of. And when they get to the point where they can't take care of themselves and need to be moved, then they can move across the street into the veteran home.
Okay.
And then also all medications and everything else can be handled out of the veterans clinic. There's a great saving for the state, and it makes it much better for the federal government.
Well, it makes a complex there.
It
takes care of the veterans. Right. And the clinic we're going to need to – it's expanding as it is right now. I think like 20,000 veterans just in Shasta County. They talk about, well, that number will go down. No, that number is going to go up, I believe. Yes, there are some dying off, but there are more coming back in. I mean, you figure 30,000 a month come back to California of veterans.
The thing about it is, Carl, you know more about that than I do. I mean, you know, I
probably not.
I'm just a private. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
but Army private. You officers know more than I do. But the point is, I think that the type of injuries and the people coming back from the war zones right now are people that normally would have never been able to come back.
Right.
And we have a whole different kind of scenarios, not only mentally but physically, that we need to contend with. And for that reason, I think we're going to have to build into it, because it is no end to this one that I can see for a long time coming, because these people coming back now need the service they were promised and need a place to go.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, and you're absolutely right in everything you just said. We save people. that we know we couldn't have saved 10 years ago. We couldn't have saved in Desert Storm. We're saving now. We're saving their lives. We're coming back. But they have horrendous injuries. And they need extended medical care. And once they leave the service after this extended care, they've got to have some kind of follow-up. And we need to have that type of facilities out here. Well, you can't promise them, you know, to take care of them if they're injured in battle and then not do it.
Well, you know, the thing that people have to understand is that there's a whole new world out there when it comes to this kind of thing. And that's why I insisted when we build the new veteran homes, especially down in West L.A. that we authorized, that will almost have a research facility as well, which deals with the mental part about dementia, the Alzheimer's, all of the...
traumatic brain injury.
Exactly. Right. And in this home up here, and in Fresno as well, but this home up here, I insisted that there be Alzheimer's dementia units in there as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
Not because I'm going to be there, but because...
And if we are, we don't remember anyway.
No.
But you're right, because, you know, as we live longer, there's more cases of this. With post-traumatic stress, and we're talking about all these that are coming back with our warriors. All these need to be treated, and we need to expand these out. And what you've done is you've given this land, you've given the opportunity this to happen. We've got to take a break for Fox News. We come back. I want to finish talking about this. We have people on the line. I also want to get your take on what's going on in politics up here in the North State. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Not long enough, say Republicans in the House debating a two-month extension to a payroll tax cut expiring at the end of the year. That's what the Senate passed Saturday. North Carolina Republican Congresswoman Virginia Fox.
It's my opinion that the Senate is out of touch. A two-month bill is not appropriate.
They want a full year, planning to block a vote on the Senate bill.
It isn't the bill most of us would write, but that's what a compromise is.
The top House Democrat Nancy Pelosi. The bill also covers unemployment benefits and Medicare payments to doctors. An Egyptian American found guilty of conspiring to kill American soldiers in Iraq and of supporting Al-Qaeda. Tarek Menahana grew up in Sudbury, Massachusetts. Prosecutors say he went to Yemen looking for terrorism training, came home to translate anti-American material on the Internet. His lawyers say he went to Yemen to study and that the Internet writing was free speech. Fox News. We report. You decide.
The state granted.
My name is Brian Salato. I'm a California licensed real estate broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. I actually hired Estate Granite and Tile to do my own personal kitchen. The great thing about Estate Granite was they, from the selection of the granite to the actual fabrication and the insulation, they were involved all the way throughout the entire process.
Estate Granite.
For me, the part of manufacturing and fabricating granite is really the expertise of detail and going through a process and making the best features of the granite be the focal point in the kitchen. It always makes a big difference as I'm selling real estate in the community. People always notice that kitchen and that granite is really a focal point, and you really do not want to leave that to chance. And Estate Granite and Tile just does an exceptional job in fabricating and going through the entire process and walking you through that. The product is exceptional.
Estate Granite, a reputation carved in stone. 241 Stone. EstateGranite.com.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
You're pretty quick there, aren't you?
Well, you know what? You know, there's like 50 things going on in here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. What can I say? Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, and it's man's last stronghold. You go in there, you know.
It's actually a neat place, you know.
It is a neat place. You go there. See, that's there. What I mean. You know, man's last stronghold, DC and Tim are there, and it's just a great time. Okay, hey, let's go to the phones here. John, you have a question for the senator.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Bad Bob. Good morning, Linda in absentia, Diane, and just Bob. Finally, good morning, Maurice Johannesson. How are you this morning?
Just optimistic and very good. Fine,
hey,
thank you.
I'd like to, first of all, say thank you so much for not just your military service, which I do thank you for, but your public service and your ongoing concern and help for your fellow citizens. You're a miracle man, and we appreciate everything you do for us, for the veterans, for this county has really benefited by you being a part of it. I was out on the Sacramento walking trail the other day, and I came across a plaque on the walking bridge that has your name on it. And part of the dedication to that walking bridge that's been over there for 10 or 12 years and looks like it's brand new. Fantastic job. I'd like to see you be the first governor of the state of Jefferson, Senator Johannesson.
Well, I can tell you what. People coming up to this part of the country really takes a little time to absorb the difference between here and anything south of Sacramento. Actually, a lot of these politicians that I know, they think the Oregon line is the Sacramento city line north.
I agree with you.
And, you know, it's crazy. We have up here the district, which I actually served in, the 4th Senatorial District, you know. That district all by itself in land mass is bigger than five of the Pennsylvania states that we got back east.
Well, you know, the one leverage we have up here they're trying to take away from us is the water. And it's the only thing that we have as leverage over the southern state of California. And I think that if we don't fight that fight pretty quick, we're going to be in trouble.
Well, that fight has been going on for a long time. And obviously there are people who are looking at it very, very carefully. And I keep a track with it, too, because I share the Oversight Committee on water in California for 5 years for the Senate. So, no, it's a given that it's going to happen. But I tell you, we need to be optimistic about this, and we need to look at what we have up here. And God bless all the things that we have. We need to keep it and take care of it. And
Maurice, do you think it's really viable to consider that there could truly be a state of Jefferson?
It, no matter how much we can dream about it, I don't think so. And I tell you, one of the main reasons for it is the system is the way it's set up. People have no vote on it. It basically has to be passed, by the Senate here, and then go for confirmation over at the federal side. And the federal is not going to allow us two more senators. I guarantee you the Eastern boy is going to fight that to the death.
Yeah.
We're not going to get the two senators from California.
Can I ask you one final question?
Sure.
How do you feel about Ron Paul for president?
Well, I have this time around is the first time since I worked for Eisenhower that I've not taken part in anything, because my job now is over the rim already with the work that I have to do. I think he, but just between you and me in the doorpost, nobody, I understand nobody's listening.
We hope at least two people are. Yeah. You know, Bob and I are.
I think that Ron Paul has some great idea. His fire and brimstone. The problem is in this world that we are now been in for some time and going to be in the future, the foreign relationships and the things that we deal with, it has to be done with power. We must be the most powerful country in the world in order to survive.
And we can't fight wars without money, though.
No, you cannot. And that is one of the priorities that we have to make sure.
We have to correct the ship of economics within this country to be able to move forward on any type of external activities in the world.
Absolutely. And I hope that we won't cut the military too much right now. We have the capacity right now, and we just make absolutely sure we keep it. But anyway, that's my...
Thanks for all your good works, Maurice.
Okay, my pleasure. Believe
me, it's
my honor.
Thanks, John, for the call. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and we come back. I want to talk about, it's time for positive talk here. You know, we've got a lot of great things going on here in Reading. You know, besides just the home, the veterans home, and then the idea of the housing units and putting the clinic out there, all this stuff is, I can see all this happening. I can see it moving. You know, of course, the chapel, and you gave a perfect example of how this can work when you built the chapel out there at IGO. See, this is how it's done. Do it like this, and guess what? Oh, and 6 months later, we have a chapel out there that's beautiful and that people have used.
Well, you have to buy a lot of the things. You have to bypass some of the timing element that it take for approvals and so forth. And when you when government build anything, every part of government organization trying to get money out of it because it augment their budgets.
Sure.
So you may think that you only deal with one thing, but you don't. You leave each part of the government put their name on it, saying you got to go to the engineering, you got to go to general services, you got to go to. I mean, by the time they get done, just talking about it will be a year.
And they've drained you at that point. You know, yeah. Why we don't have, and we talked about this on the show with some of our with our representatives, why don't we have like a one-stop shop place there? If you're going to come in and build something or you're going to start a business, why you can't go into one office and get everything you want right there? And why do you have to go from spot to spot to spot and then get things checked, just like you said, in a variety of different things? I mean, city, county, and state. And who knows, maybe even the Fed. No wonder it's so hard.
It is. And like I said, everybody has their own, not ideas necessarily, but their own fiefdom.
No, yeah, you're right. And then they've got, it's like, oh, we have to show how much money, how much, what we're worth by the, all this money we're collecting. Or we've looked at 3,000 things this year. It's ridiculous, frankly. When we come back, though, I do want to talk about, because one of the things, besides being... so in touch with veterans' issues, his business and the local businesses, and what I believe that this year is going to be a banner year for Shasta County. And I'd like to talk to you about that and see what gets your feel on that one. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Linda's on assignment, getting ready for that special on Thursday. It's 8:42 in the morning. Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
On the Thursday of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
Mike's Music and Sound holiday sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
Are you tired of the same headlines day after day? Stocks plunge on global jitters, economic collapse, no consumer confidence, recession, depression, breakdown. Rich Dad Education is coming at the Hilton Garden Inn in Reading, providing free financial workshops to help you succeed in this unpredictable economy. Based on the teachings from the best-selling book, Rich Dad Poor Dad, this free 90-minute event will show you how to survive and build security during these hard economic times. We teach why your house is not an asset, why you may not want to diversify, why you may not want to invest in
401ks or mutual funds. Why saving money will never make you rich. These are just some of Rich Dad's teachings that will change the way you think about money. Attend this free Rich Dad education training tomorrow for one day only. Reserve your place now at richdadfreedom.com or call 800-264-0922. That's 800-264-0922. Register now and receive a gift just for attending. Call 800-264-0922 today.
Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins inviting you to join us this Sunday, December 25th.
As we bring you the further adventures of Phoebe and Maude.
The two salty gals from Minnesota are back again, this time revving up on Harleys, no less, for a wild New Year's Eve celebration.
Sunday at 4 p.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or on the web at newradiotheater.com.
Brought to you by Dr. Julie Gussenhoven, optometrist,
Kent's Meats and Groceries and Kathy's Deli,
and Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
Hey, this is Ernie and Dave with Let's Sell It.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday morning, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by, of course, Tobacco and Brew, our favorite place to go to, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, Joe and Shelley have a place there that, besides having Espresso Joe's, where we went down and picked up all types of great coffee, they've got it on sale, the Jingle Bell Crunch and all this, and any type of coffee you can possibly imagine. And then, of course, the their tobacco shop and that great walk-in humidor. They do things for our community. They support the veterans very much. They are people of honesty and integrity. And I can't say enough about, you know, Joe and Shelley and Tobacco and Brew and the people that work there. I mean, they put themselves out for this community, and they don't do it to have people say anything, oh, what a great person they are and all that. They do it because it's right. And our guest today, Senator Maurice Johannesson, does things because it's right. I'm bullish on Shasta County and Redding.
Well, I'm certainly bullish on it. I always have been, and I invite someone to, if they business people or whatever, they're coming up here. I'm sure they'd like to get out of the southern part of the state. It's changing rapidly, and up here we have some control still. And all they have to do is get up in an airplane, if possible, and fly over the northern part of the state. This is the last bastion that you have for these kind of things that we're doing. And we will have things that are just going to blow people's minds coming out of here.
Freedom. We have freedom. We have natural resources. When I say freedom, we still believe in national anthems and flags and this kind of, you know, of loving your country and loving America. But the natural resources, the transportation corridor, this year, 2012, you're going to see some huge changes here in Redding.
I think you will, and I think the culmination of a lot of things that a lot of people have done coming to fruition sometime now in this year, well, in 2012, and I think that you're going to see the start burgeoning of new businesses and a lot of things going on. And in fact, you already, I'm sure, know about some of the stuff in Stillwater and all that kind of area.
Absolutely. Yeah. That right there, if this continues to go forward as they're talking,
will give
a new identity to Redding. Yeah. And the surrounding Redding and all this will be in Shasta County will have a new identity with this.
And that's
how much of a big change we're talking about.
It is. And I keep reminding you, and I just talked about it, but I keep reminding people that man who says it cannot be done should not interrupt man who's already doing it.
Well, you know, let us
go forward, but let us do it in a very positive way and support each other. And there's no more better support, not only for the veterans up here, which is my heart, but for business as well. We serve our business up here, and we work with them.
That's right, and you know, and we have to do that. We have to make things easier for businesses wanting to start. We've got to take a look at these fees and these regulations and all these weird things that, have been piling on for the last 30 or 40 or 50 years and just go through it and say, well, now, really, what do we need here? You know, what can we do to make, you know, to make life easier for a business and to start up, to build something here? You know, we keep getting these platitudes from people who say, oh, no, we're going to look at it, or we need to do this, but it never happens. We need to hold people responsible for that, for one thing. The other thing, though, is besides just what's happening out in Stillwater in the movie, there's other businesses here in town that people don't even know about that are just, I mean, they sell things worldwide.
That is correct.
And people don't know about that. And, you know, they think of, oh, Reading, oh, gosh, yeah, we have Johnny's Bar, and that's it. No, there are software companies, there are container companies, there are, I mean, just all types of places.
People, if they can be equal with the transportation systems and so forth that they need, why wouldn't they be here? Why wouldn't they be? Think about it for a minute. You know, why wouldn't they be here? And I think that we want to make sure that all the agencies of government, when they look at these things, rules and regulations, when they see something popping up in a book, use common sense. Interpret it to the best possible way to help the people that want to do something. Not look at it as a hindrance or look at it as a gotcha kind of thing.
Yeah.
Don't do that. I mean, and I wish... Well, anyway, that's a long story, Carl.
Okay, well, we got to take a break. I've got time to get back. You know, we really appreciate having you on, Senator, you know, because, one, to get the, you know, get the scoop and to kind of like, yeah, okay, you know what, things are happening, things are moving forward. Mm-hmm. Of course, then to thank you for what you've done with the road and the chapel and all that, because that is you. That is you. That's not another entity. And so we want to thank you for that. But also, you know, we've been really ramping up talking about business and how business is going to succeed and how it is succeeding, but we never hear about it in this town. You just never hear about the positive things. This is one way of getting it out, and just like you are, hey, this is positive, this is happening, and it's going to happen. Got to take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, 8:50 in the morning. It is about, oh, 50, how far, what is that? I can't read that. 41?
Yeah, about 42 degrees.
42 degrees? That's pretty chilly out there. We'll be right back.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train from
River Casino is the only place to bring in 2012. Presenting our signature New Year's Eve bash, Midnight at the Oasis. We are the only one offering this party package for your 2011 New Year's Eve. Saturday, December 31st. Doors open at 7:30 with dinner at 8. Enjoy the talents of our exotic belly dancers while you eat. Also featuring the Basics, performing all the disco, funk, hip-hop, pop, and top 40 you want. Dinner, dancing, drink specials, free play. Tickets are $50 per person, includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple, cocktail service, a room at the Hilton Garden Inn, limo service, and more. This event sells out fast. Be the first to reserve your tickets online at WinRiver.com or at the gift shop. For more information on Wind River's signature New Year's Eve bash, Midnight at the Oasis, log on to WinRiver.com. We are the only place in town that offers our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
California Auto Repair and Smog Cars would like to invite you to think outside the box this holiday season. Who says a gift has to be another set of socks or another electronic thingy made overseas? Cars invite you to give something local and practical this year that will also bring you and your loved ones peace of mind. A gift card from Cars. A great gift for a parent, child, spouse, or busy executive. Automotive maintenance is something we all need throughout the year. One less expense in today's economy. And the vehicle is maintained by one of Cars' master ASE-certified technicians in a local shop with national recognition, leaving you feeling safe and secure. Knowing before the ski trip to the mountain or towing the boat to the lake or rushing off to a meeting that the oil, battery, wipers, brakes, and other fluid have all been checked. The Cars gift card. Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, family owned since 1993. Give them a call, 246-9277.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Botland is editing a TV special that we're going to have on Thursday night in KIXE beginning at 8 o'clock. It's North State Now's Christmas special with a tribute to our veterans during this Christmas. Music and parades, Reading Christmas Parade, some things out at the Veterans Cemetery, but also a lot of music and happiness and talking good thoughts and it's North State, locally produced and edited and filmed and everything. Something that we haven't seen around here probably for a while. 8:55 in the morning, December the 20th, our guest, Senator Maurice Johannesson. And, we've talked about the veterans' home. We've talked about the building of the housing units and moving the clinic out there. We've talked about seriousness of some politics and political decisions. And then, of course, the great part of living up here in the North State. And if people, and this year that you're going to see some big changes coming into the North State as far as business, as we believe. And before we get to center, we have a caller. Kay, good morning.
Hi, Carl. Hi, Maurice.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for all that you've done in Reading, and you've really been a good cheerleader. And Mary Ann's a big help, too.
Well, I couldn't do it without her, I guarantee you that.
No, you're a great team. And, I just think I'm so happy with the chapel out at Igo. It's so wonderful.
Well, thank you.
And then there's just other things that you've done, like for example, every time I go around on Gold Street and Market, I always that's your crosswalk. Remember when the immigration office was there?
Yes, I did.
And it was an unmarked crosswalk. And I was afraid we were going to have a bunch of dead immigrants.
Well, you go back to my council days.
Oh, yes.
So a few years ago, yes.
Well, and one of your things was that one of your promises was that you were going to get jobs for people here. And the people, about half the staff was recommended to the Immigration Service by you. I mean, you recommended the people and they applied. So,
yeah, keep the faith.
You're one politician who does more than he promises.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Gabe, for the phone call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Hey, got a couple minutes left. Last thoughts here?
Yes. I'd like to, for one thing, when you started, Yolinda started this station, you become sort of spokesman for the veterans. And that's unusual, being a colonel that you are and all that, you know. But, no, I can't help. I got to kid you about that. I can't help
it. But I started out as a private, though, you know, private.
Yeah, I know. And you did. You basically have changed a lot of people's minds, and I just wanted to know how appreciative we are for that. And the fact that you are backbone, really, of the veterans, and you come to the aid to our veterans, like myself. Whenever we have a project, whenever we have something like that, you're very positive about it, and you help us do whatever we can. I just wanted to know, we really appreciate that.
Well, you know, Senator, thank you so much. I always feel like you can't do enough for veterans. I mean, we owe everything to veterans like yourself and Bob McIntosh and the ones that came before us and those kids out there right now.
Yeah. Well, see, in my case, I owe everything to the veterans. I owe everything to the veterans. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have my citizen papers. I wouldn't have any of the things that was given to me and offered to me by a great country. And Merry Christmas to everyone. Do not forget who we are.
Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas to you, Senator, and to Marianne. Okay, that's a great way to finish up here. We got like about a minute left. You know, tomorrow we're going to have Sheriff Tom Basenko on, and we're going to have our final update of the year with the sheriff, and we're talking about catch up on realignment, and Gary Cadd's going to be here to talk about some of the things that are happening at the city council, if we can figure that out. And, of course, you know, Thursday we're going to try and get somebody in here that's going to talk about what's happening to some of the Air Force officers that are being forced out after 16 years and getting the word while they were in combat that your services are no longer needed. You know, this kind of thing is not, you know, this is not the country that we signed up for.
That means we need some changes made and be aware of it.
Oh, yeah. We need to be making a lot of changes. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Just remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from